This is the fascinating story of Danco, the Planet Man, troubleshooter for the League of Planets organization, the law enforcement body for peace and justice in the celestial world, whose headquarters and center of operations are situated on the capital of all the planets, Planaria Rex.
Okay, Planet Man fans, we're back with three more episodes. Episodes 63, 64, and 65, back to back. Episode 63, in an attempt to rescue Dantro, a landing is made on the planet of the Insect People. Episode 64, Dantro plans to destroy the generator. And episode 65, Dantro frees the prisoners from their barracks. And that is the lineup on this track. So, space cadets, enough with the talk. Let's travel to outer space and listen in to the adventures of the Planet Man here on Heirloom Radio, a different kind of oldies program. And for goodness sake, don't forget to lock and load those ray guns. You're gonna need them. And remember, gang, level off, level off, level off, level off. And be looking for the next three episodes soon to be available on Heirloom Radio, a different kind of oldies program. And now,
the Planet Man. The Planet Man.
This is the fascinating story of Dantro, the Planet Man, troubleshooter for the League of Planets organization, the law enforcement body for peace and justice in the celestial world, whose headquarters and center of operations are situated on the capital of all the planets, Planaria Rex. From Mercury to Pluto, wherever danger threatens the universe, you will find Dantro, the Planet Man, fighting for fair play. In a moment, the Planet Man.
This is the Dominion Network of the Canadian Broadcasting Corporation.
Dantro, the Planet Man, was buried under a pile of rocks and gravel, deep under the surface of the graveyard planet. Beryl is trying frantically to get him free. Meanwhile, Slats has returned with a fleet from the Mardi to rescue his friends, not knowing where they are or what has happened to them.
Just one more of these large rocks, and then I think you can free yourself from the gravel. I will power lift this one. There, that did it. Can you get loose?
No, I hope so. We haven't any time to lose. That should do it. Good. Now let's get out of here.
Which way shall we go?
Any passage that leads down. How many more levels are there?
Only one more, I believe.
There's a likely-looking passage. No, it's closed off.
But not sealed. See, it's a door of some sort. Perhaps we can open it.
Let's try. Come on, what are you waiting for?
We won't have to try. You were right in fearing the insect men would detect that cave-in. They are coming toward us on the other side of that door now. Quickly, back around that bend.
I'm right behind you. Looks like this little junket is going to end before it even gets started. Hurry, the door's opening.
Hello, Aurora. Do your detectors show any signs of those ships yet?
Not yet. Perhaps they've returned to the planet.
No, I don't think so. From the way it looked to me, they were some kind of a patrol for ships that were caught like the Alpha, but not close enough to get pulled down. They tried to correct that little oversight.
Guess you were right, Slats. They're just registering now. They must have spotted the Alpha. They're coming right toward us at full acceleration.
Are you ready for them?
Ready and waiting.
All right. Now don't forget to save one for me. Yeah, I can see them now myself. Come on, boys. Here's a nice little sitting duck for you. But you're due for a shock. This little duck has teeth. That's a babies. Come in close so you won't miss. Come on in closer. Here's little Slats, just sitting, waiting to be blasted. That's it. Closer. Closer. Okay, Aurora, give it to him and save that big round baby Sunnard from me. Oh, brother, look at that Mardi fleet. Go on, try to run, wise guys. Huh? You thought it was just me. Well, here I come. Look at that one try to pile on the drive. I'll catch him. Come on, Alpha, tear! Yeah, it's gaining on him. That's it, Alpha. Just a little closer, baby. Yeah. Now, what'll I use? Disintegrator, heat ray, space mine? What'll it be? Eeny, meeny. The heck with it. I'll give him the works. Hey, easy. Darn near got me. I'll fix you. Try a dose of this. That did it. Bingo. Now who's ruling the roost, huh?
Flats, I don't like to spoil your fun, but hadn't we better head for that planet and Dantro?
Okay. You don't have to remind me. I was just going to beam you in.
I'll come aboard the Alpha and then we'll head in.
All right, come ahead. We got work to do.
How many are there?
Six, all armed with some kind of heat projector.
You think we can take them?
Why not stay here hidden? They might pass us by, and while they're checking that cave in, we can slip through the door. They left it open.
And then what? No, here's what we'll do. Let them go by us and then hit them from behind. You take the three closest to us, and I'll take the other three. But don't kill them all. I'll explain later. They're getting close. Get set. Here they come. Now!
Watch that one on your left, Dantro.
Got him. Thanks, Farrell. Now, look out.
No danger. I destroyed his projector.
There. Nice work, Farrell. There are five insect men who won't take any more slaves.
May I compliment you on your aim, Planet Man? You did not miss once.
I didn't dare.
What do you want to do with this one?
Let's take a look at him. Insect Man is a good name for him. Look at the ugly brute. What's he buzzing about?
He is asking for mercy. Do you wish to talk to him? I can use my transcoder.
No, you seem to understand him. Tell him we want him to guide us to the city below.
He says he will be killed if he does.
Well, that's too bad. Tell him he'll be killed if he doesn't. And tell him no tricks. We don't want to run into any guards on the way.
He will lead us.
Good. I don't trust him, though. Keep your eyes open. I'm sorry. I keep forgetting you don't have eyes. You got much better means of perceiving.
It's all right. I know what you mean.
What'd you ask him?
If he knew where the slaves were kept.
Does he?
He says he is one of the maintenance crew. The slaves are in a separate sector of the city. He thinks he knows the way.
For his sake and ours, he'd better.
Dantro and Barrel have overcome their first hurdle. What lies ahead? Can they trust their newly captured insect prisoner to get them to the sector of the slaves? We'll be back in a moment, so level up. When we left Dantro and Barrel, they had just destroyed five insect men and taken one captive. This newly captured prisoner was showing them how to get below to the insect planet headquarters. In the meantime, Slats and the Mardi fleet have burned the insect planet patrol out of space. We find Slats and Rura aboard the Alpha as they prepare to land on the insect planet and rescue Dantro and Barrel.
Are you sure your ships can pull out of this field when we want to, Rura?
Of course, but if it will make you feel any better, I'll check our breakout point. What's this? We're not free, but in some sort of pull.
Oh, brother.
I don't know what happened, but we're caught.
That does it. Some rescue mission this is. I thought you said...
I know what I said, but I was wrong.
I guess it's nobody's fault. I should have thought of checking before, but you seemed so sure... Well, it's too late to worry about it now. Let's go.
Go where?
Down. Where else is there to go? The only chance we have now is to find out who or what's causing all this trouble and clean them out.
All right, Slats, we're with you. Lead the way. I'll order the fleet to follow.
He says that the cavern that contains the city is just around this bend.
Ask him if the entrance is guarded.
He says it is not guarded. It is a maintenance tunnel known only to the maintenance crew.
What do you think we ought to do with him, Barrel? We can't take him along. He might let out a buzz and warn someone. I hate the thought of killing him in cold blood, although it is a better thing than he deserves.
If I may suggest it, Planet Man, I have analyzed his nervous system, and if you will set your sonic disruptor at 1/4 strength, it will stun him for at least 12 hours.
That ought to be long enough. In 12 hours, we'll either be out of here or stuck for good. Okay, 1/4, you said? Yeah.
Excellent. That will take care of him.
Well, let's get going.
One moment.
What is it?
I want to try something. Yes, I was right.
Right about what?
This race of insect men communicate by a kind of wave transmission. I wanted to see if I could intercept their communications.
Can you?
Yes, I'll amplify it for you. Listen.
You're right, Beryl.
Something big is up. Let us approach the exit into the city proper a little closer. The rocks somewhat dampen the waves, and I cannot make out the meaning.
Our guide was right. The exit should be just around this bend. Yes, it's there, all right. Now be careful. He might have been lying about the guard.
No, there is no one there. I would detect his presence. Wait, now I can get the waves clearly.
What is it? Do they know we're here?
No, not that, but they are sending out a general alarm to their commanders. A large fleet has been caught in the field and is descending to the surface of the planet.
A large fleet? That must be the Mardi. Slats must have gotten through after all. But you said caught in the field. There must be some mistake. Surely they wouldn't blunder into the same trap.
Perhaps they did not realize how powerful the field was, but there is no mistake about their being caught.
Now we've got to find that generator and destroy it. If we don't, not only are we stuck, but that whole fleet, too. Come on! Blazing suns of Sirius, look at that city. It's tremendous. The cavern must go for miles. How are we ever going to find that generator?
My detector tells me the generator is located in that building, or rather beneath it.
Are you sure?
Positive. The insect man in the copter just sent a message to headquarters that he had reached the generator and they could use the men guarding it for the war party. They're sending to intercept the fleet when it lands. He is going to guard the building from above.
Well, now we know where it is, but I don't see how much it helps us. If we were on the ground, we might be able to sneak up on the building, but he'll spot us from up there in a minute.
We must eliminate him.
Great idea, but how? No, wait, I have it.
You have a plan?
Yes, it's tricky, but it might work. And it's our only chance.
What plan does Danto have to destroy the generator? Will he act in time? Or will Slats and the Marty fleet find themselves slaves of the insect people? We'll be back in a moment. But first, here is a message the Planet Man wants you to hear.
Stop whining.
Tune in again for more transcribed thrills and adventures. Rocket millions of light years into space with Dantro, the Planet Man. Dantro, the Planet Man, and Barrow, the robot, were deep under the surface of the graveyard planet in the city of the Insect Men. Slats and the Mardi fleet, trapped in the magnetic field, were dropping to the surface of the planet. We find Danto explaining to Barrow his plan to destroy the generator that sets up the field.
Listen carefully, Barrow. We haven't much time. We've got to knock that generator out before the Mardi fleet is pulled to the surface of the planet.
What is your plan?
The only guard on the building that houses the generator is in that copter that's hovering over the roof there. The insect men don't realize that your propulsion units will function in spite of their magnetic field.
How does that help us?
The guard will be looking for some threat from below, not above.
I see it now. You want me to drop down from above and strike from there.
Exactly. And to be sure he doesn't spot you coming down, I'll get his attention by kicking up a fuss down here.
Do you think that will be necessary? After all, once you are spotted, the insect men will realize that we have penetrated to the city. Right now, they don't even suspect it.
Listen, Beryl, this attempt has to succeed. I doubt that we'll get another chance. And even if we did, it would be too late to save Slats and the Mardi fleet.
Very well. I think your plan will work. I'll ascend at once.
Watch me down here. Get up where you can't be seen, directly over the copter. When you see me start to move out of this cavern toward the generator, drop down and take care of the guard.
Very well, but promise me you will not take any unnecessary chances.
Don't worry, I have no desire to commit suicide.
I'll start now. Goodbye. And if something goes wrong and we do not meet each other again, I want to tell you that you are a man in every sense of the word.
Thanks, Beryl. I won't try to tell you how I feel about you. You better get started.
At once.
Well, Roar, there it is. There's a planet that's been causing us so much grief.
I can't understand why we can see no signs of civilization.
Even our detectors register absolute zero.
Yeah, ours did too, but Barrel was able to detect some faint signs of radioactivity. Besides, there must be someone down there, and someone advanced enough to construct a field powerful enough to lick anything we have.
Oh, don't misunderstand me. I know there must be something or someone responsible for what's happening. After all, we did see and destroy those ships. I just can't understand why it doesn't show up on any of our instruments.
We'll find out soon enough. Have you advised the fleet of our plans of operation?
No, I'd better do that now. Hello, this is Rora aboard the Alpha. The fleet will continue to descend until we are a mile above the surface of the planet. At that point, you will try every unit of power your ships can muster to break the grip of the field.
Rora, you better tell them what to do if we can't break out.
All right. If we cannot break out, then we will disperse the fleet over an area of about 10 units square, take up battle formation, and prepare to repulse any attempts to force entry from the air or the ground. By any means in your power, avoid having the enemy get control of these ships, even if it means destroying the ships with every member of the crew. I will contact you again after we land. If we land.
That sounds good, but what do you think our chances are?
Oh, how can I answer you, Slats? I don't even know who the enemy is or what his weapons are. Certainly, those ships didn't seem to put up much of a fight.
You know, Roar, I've been thinking about that. Those guys didn't seem to know what they were doing. And another thing I noticed when they attacked me before, no two ships were alike, and some of them looked like nothing I'd ever seen.
Hmm. Perhaps they're remnants of other fleets that have been caught in this trap as we have. That is why I gave orders that our fleet must not be taken intact.
Yeah. Say, you better keep your eye on the altimeter. We're getting down pretty low.
I'll stay here by the communicator. At least they haven't managed to bluff that. Now, you read off the height to me.
Right. 8 miles now. 7 miles. 6 miles. 5 miles. 4 miles. Oh, Slats, you're a long way from home.
What was that you said?
Nothing. I just got a habit of talking to myself. 3 miles. 2 miles. Mile and a half. Mile and a quarter. Take it away!
All ships, maximum repulsion power.
Here we go!
Any luck?
Nah, waste of time and power. We're still falling. A little slower, but we're still falling. Better get a report to the other ships.
Hello? Rora aboard the Alpha calling Mardi Fleet. Keep on full repulsion power for as long as you can. Then descend and follow us. Slats. Huh? How much time do you think they can gain?
About 15 minutes.
How about us, Slats?
Well, the Alpha hasn't got the power your ships have. I give us about 10 minutes at the top.
Well, I'll man the weapons turret. We'll get down first, and you can bet we'll be ready.
Yeah, but if we only knew ready for who, for what.
Slats, Rora, and the Mardi fleet are really in for some fast action on the insect planet. Can Slats and his friends ward off the insect men? We'll be back in a moment, so level off. When we left Slats and the Mardi fleet, they were about to land on the insect planet, having failed to break away from the magnetic field of the planet. In the meantime, Dantro and Barrel are proceeding with their plan to destroy the generator of the insect men, which causes this magnetic pull.
Barrel, can you hear me?
I can hear you, Planet Man. Do you think it is safe to use communications?
I've been using it for some time now. If they weren't spotted, I think we'd know it. I guess the excitement of the arrival of the Mardi fleet has turned their attention away from almost everything else. The city's almost deserted. They must be sending every available insect man to the surface to fight.
I am almost in position over the copter. Does he show any signs of suspicion?
No, he's busy watching the ground. As soon as you're set, watch me. I'll run toward the building that houses the generator.
Don't expose yourself unnecessarily.
Just enough to be sure he sees me. I don't want him looking up. You're the one that will be exposed.
I am ready now.
Okay. Here goes. Okay, Barrel, get him. You missed me. You're going to have to do better than that, insect man. That's it, Barrel. You hit him dead center. Are you all right?
Do not worry, Planet Man. I am built to take much more than that.
Fine. His aim was as bad as his intentions. We'd better get inside that building before someone spots the wreckage of the copter. Come down to the entrance.
I'll meet you there.
Nice work, Farrell. Now let's see what's inside. Careful, there may be guards in there, too.
There are two just inside the door, if I am not mistaken.
We've got to get them out of the way.
I am immune to their rays. I am certain of that. Let me go in and draw their fire, and while they are concentrating on me, you can take care of them.
Okay, I guess it's your turn to play decoy anyhow. Start moving. We haven't much time.
Here goes.
Here I come, Barrel. Ah, I got them both. Come on, the generator must be down this way. Through this door, quickly. There may be other guards, and they're certain to have heard the racket we've been making.
Look, you were right. There it is down there.
Barrel. Look at that mass of machinery. That isn't just the generator that powers the magnetic field. It must be the source of power for the entire planet.
That makes it even better. If we can destroy this one machine, we can knock out the entire operation of this underground city.
But that's just what we don't want to do.
I don't understand.
And it's because you're a robot, and things like air and heat don't matter to you. Once these machines stop, anything that isn't protected by a spacesuit will die. And I doubt that the insect men have left any spacesuits for their slaves.
You are right, Dantro, but what can we do?
There's only one thing to do. We must free the slaves and get them to the surface in safety with the Mardi fleet before this machine is destroyed.
But that means...
Exactly. That means that one of us has to stay here while the other finds the slaves and leads them to the surface.
Very well. I will stay here. You go.
Why me? Whoever stays here will probably die here.
You forget, Planet Man. I am a robot, a machine. I cannot die.
Robot or man, I won't let you sacrifice your life.
I will not argue with you. I must remind you that it is my people you came down here to save. The fleet of Mardi are your friends. Slats is your friend. You must let me do this.
All right, Beryl, if that's the way you want it. Have you any idea which way the slave quarters are?
I have been sensing the emanations of my people for some time now. They seem to originate from the sector of the city immediately opposite this building.
Yes, I noticed a tremendous barracks over there. It must be where they keep the slaves.
You are probably right.
I better get on my way.
Keep in contact with me as long as you can.
I will, Beryl. We'd better have some signal or deadline for the destruction of this power plant.
How long do you think it will take you?
Well, give me 10 minutes to get to the building, 10 minutes to free the slaves, and another 10 minutes to get them to the surface. About 40 minutes should do it. If we're not out of here by then, we probably never will be.
How will you get to the surface?
There must be a contra-gravity shaft. I'm sure they didn't move that army of insect men to the surface in ships. I noticed the direction they went. I'll go the same way and hope for the best.
Very well, 40 minutes then. And as you say, good luck.
Dantro has a mammoth task ahead of him. Will time and luck match his skill for success? We'll be back in a moment. But first, here is a message the Planet Man wants you to hear.
I want to ask you a bunch of questions.
Tune in again for more transcribed thrills and adventures. Rocket millions of light years into space with Dantro, the Planet Man. Dantro the Planet Man and Barrel the Robot had discovered the power plant for the whole graveyard planet deep under the surface in the hidden city of the Insect Men. Slats, Rura, and the Mardi rescue fleet, caught in the magnetic field, are slowly being drawn to the surface of the planet where an army of Insect Men waits for their ships to crash. Barrel is staying to blow up the power plant while Dantro rushes to free the Insect Men's prisoners.
Hello, Barrel. Can you still hear me? I'm almost at the barracks.
Be careful, Planet Man. There must be guards watching the prisoners.
No sign of them yet, Barrel. The insect men must have stripped the city of every available inhabitant to go to the surface and fight the Mardi fleet.
Are you sure the prisoners are in that building?
Well, I'll know in a minute. The doors are locked, but I think my disruptor will take care of that. Ah, that did it. Brought part of the building with it, too, and not a guard in sight.
Maybe you have the wrong building.
Maybe. Wait. No, I can see the prisoners now. They're locked in cells, like animals or criminals. Now move on. Quiet, all of you. I'm a friend. Is there any among you who can speak or understand me?
I understand your tongue. You must have been in the ship that our expedition encountered. We left you one of our robots.
What's your name?
My name is Grig. I was the commander of the ship that landed near yours. How did you get here? Where are the insect men?
There's no time to explain now. Are there spacesuits for those others and yourself? You'll need them when we get to the surface.
Yes, but they're locked away.
Where?
At the end of the building. If you have a heat projector or a disruptor, we can get them. But what good will it do? The insect men outnumber us 1,000 to 1, and we have no weapons.
Never mind that now. Quickly, tell some of these others to take my heat projector and free the rest. You come with me to where the spacesuits are. Have them follow as soon as they can.
Immediately. You there. Manti.
Hey.
Corey.
Barrel, can you hear me? I found them. It's all right. And some members of your expedition are among the prisoner slaves.
I have been listening on my communicator. It is good, Planet Man. Now you must hurry and get them to the surface. In 34 minutes, I will destroy this power plant. It will probably take the planet with it. You must be aboard those ships and ready to blast off into space by then.
We'll do it somehow, Barrow. Isn't there some way you can follow us?
Not a chance. This graveyard planet must never again trap the ships of another race. Hurry.
Right. Rig the spacesuit room, quickly.
It's just a little way, down this corridor. Here, that door.
Stand back. I can't waste time. I'm going to use full power.
There, that did it. Here come the others. All of you in there, quickly. Down, spacesuits.
You too, Grig. And get the men outside. I'll meet you there. I'm going to see if I can find some weapons. There must be an armory in here. And don't waste a moment. We only have a short time to get to the surface.
I don't know how much longer the Alpha can take this punishment. With her drive on full, pushing away from the planet, and that magnetic field dragging her down, something's liable to give any time.
All the other ships are under the same strain, but they reported that they've all definitely slowed down the pull of the field.
We've dropped to 4 miles again.
And at our rate of 4, we'll land in about 7 minutes. You understand the plan?
You mean about the formation we'll take up on the ground?
Yes. The fleet will land in a circle with this ship at the center. That way, all our rays and turrets can be trained.
Okay, I understand it.
Let's hope it succeeds.
You can say that again. Boy, I'll bet we're heading for trouble with a capital T.
You think there's a gravity lift to the surface in that shaft ahead?
I know there is. It's the one the insect men use when they take us to work on a wrecked ship in the surface, so I hope it's still in operation.
Well, we'll soon know. Are all the men armed?
Yes. Well, it's a lucky thing you found the weapons room. I've never seen such a mixture of weapons in my life. Why, they're like these slaves from all over the galaxy. But they work, and now at least we can fight if we have to.
Barrel. Barrel, everything all right?
Don't worry about me, Planet Man. Get to the surface. I think you'll be needed there when the fleet lands.
All right, Barrel. Well, look, Greg, there's the lift, and it's still working. Come, we haven't a second to waste.
Feet. We'll be down in a couple of minutes.
Oh.
Did you hear me, roar? I said we'll be down in a couple of minutes. Hey, what are you looking at?
Come see for yourself on the screen.
Huh?
I'll take over the controls.
Okay, I've been wondering what that place down there looked like anyway. Wow, look at that reception committee. There must be thousands of them. Can't make out much from here, but it just doesn't look good.
Wait, I'll switch on the magnifier screen.
Yeah. Hey, insects, thousands of them. They must be 10 feet high.
Yes, and look at what they've got with them.
Holy smokes, tanks, mobile projectors, everything under the sun. Well, there's stuff down there I never dreamed existed. They're just waiting for us to land.
We'll oblige them in a minute now.
So can't we switch on our protective shielding? We're going to need it.
We're using every ounce of power to resist the pull of the field. If we use some of it to put out our shield, we'll drop and crash.
You mean we can't use the shield until we're on the ground? Suppose they don't wait. Some of those rays can pick us off in the air.
If they were going to do that, they would have done it by now. No, I think they're going to try to take the ships intact. And that they shall never do while one of my crews is still alive.
Thousands of insect men waiting for the Marty fleet. Can Slats and Rora strike the first blow and perhaps gain the advantage? We'll be back in a moment. So, level off. When we left Slats, Rora, and the Mardi fleet, they were about to land on the insect planet amid its ravenous army of creatures. In the meantime, Dantro has freed the slaves of the insect people and is leading them to the surface of the planet where they can engage the insect men in battle before their full fury is brought against the oncoming Mardi fleet. Dantro is talking to Grick, the leader of the slaves.
How much further is it to the surface, Greg?
About half a mile.
Well, where does this let us out? I mean, on what part of the planet's surface?
Near that graveyard of ships. We were taken there to help strip them of equipment after they were trapped.
A graveyard of ships. That's where Sakharov and his survivors are.
You mean the crews who escaped being captured?
You know about them?
Well, we knew they existed, but we never saw them. They must have hidden when the insect men brought us there to work. But some of their members have been captured from time to time, and so we knew.
I wonder. Listen, Grig, I don't know what we're going to run into up there. I'm counting on the Mardi rescue fleet being about somewhere. But we'll have to fight our way to it. We'll need all the help we can get. The men here have extra arms.
You mean to arm those hidden in the graveyard, eh?
Exactly. If we can find them.
We'll know in a moment. Here's the top end of the lift.
Tell your men to wait here in the tunnel. I'll go have a look around. And be ready to come when I call you.
We'll be ready for anything.
Stand by to land. Quick, Roar, the protective shield.
Not a second too soon, Flats. Look!
Jump them sunspots. If we hadn't gotten that shield on, they'd have finished us off for good. They've got every piece of equipment trained on the Alpha.
Will the shielding hold?
Not for long with what they're pouring on, but your ships will be landing around us and they'll have to divert some of their stuff to them.
I'll watch for them.
Good. I'm going to see if I can pay those insect men or whatever they are back. Here's a little insecticide for you, boys. Hey, you see that? There's one projector we won't have to worry about. Yeah, there goes a tank. Say, I'm beginning to enjoy this.
Careful, Slats. The rest of the fleet is dropping around us now. You better hold your fire. You might hit one of our own ships.
Just one more, Laura. There's a disruptor over there that's just begging for a little heat. Yeah, that did it. Look at her burn. Hey, there must be some oxygen out there.
No time to check the analysis now. Hold your fire, Slats.
Yeah, I'm holding it. In the middle of the circle here, we can't do any fighting back.
I'm afraid we'll get our chance, Slats.
Are you worried? The stuff you got aboard that fleet, we ought to be able to whip them hands down.
There's only one trouble, Slats. That field is slowly draining all the energy out of our converters. Soon there won't be enough left to fight and maintain our protective shields, and when that happens, we're going to be at their mercy.
You serious, Roar?
Dead serious. But there is one thing we can do, Slats. Destroy the planet. We have atomic charges that can do that.
What about Planet Man? He's out there somewhere.
Yeah, that's why I've held off giving the order to use the Planet Busters. I'll wait until the last minute, but then I've got to do it. Even Planet Man's life can't be put against this entire fleet, Slats.
Well, you can't destroy the planet. How about these ships? Won't they go too?
No, we can protect ourselves against its effect. In the meantime...
This is awful, just awful. I can't even fight back. Dantrell! Dantrell, where are you?
You see what's happening out there, Greg? The insect men have the Mardi fleet surrounded. There's my ship, the Alpha, in the center.
Sakharov is bringing his men. He's going to join forces with us.
Good. As soon as he gets here, we'll move out.
Do you think we have a chance against all those insect men? Besides being outnumbered, they've tanks and mobile ray batteries. We have only hand weapons.
I'll tell you something now I didn't want you to know before. In 10 minutes, this planet will be destroyed. Barrel, the robot you left with us, is going to set off the power plant. If we aren't aboard those ships by then, Greg, we'll go with it. No matter what the odds are, we've got to fight our way through. And if we don't... it'll be all over in 10 minutes.
Time seems to be running only one way, out. How can our friends overcome these great odds? The horror of the insect man. We'll be back in a moment. But first, here is a message the Planet Man wants you to hear.
First, I'm going to use you as a human shield. And then I was thinking about breaking your neck.
Tune in again for more transcribed thrills and adventures. Rocket millions of light years into space with Dantro, the Planet Man. The
Well, I see by the clock on the wall, there's a dead fly. That means I gotta go. And I want to thank you for listening in to Heirloom Radio, a different kind of oldies program, and I hope you'll come back again. This is John Lovering saying so long for now.